Good morning to you all. We're glad that you are here today. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church. We each Sunday morning begin by having a call to worship, and today we're doing something a little bit special because we have a baptism following our morning worship down at the pool area. We boast having the largest baptismal in Santa Rosa County with a junior Olympic-sized pool, but I wanted to take a few moments because I want to speak to the children, I want to speak to the young people. Most of you adults know what baptism is all about, but I want us to know what the Bible has to say. Baptism is not about coming to Jesus Christ to be saved. Baptism has to do with after you have been saved. Being a witness and a testimony to others that you have been born again and that you want to share forth in your life the gospel of Jesus Christ. But how do we know that? How do we know that? I want you to listen as I read 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. You'll notice in that there's no mention of water baptism. It just speaks of the fact that Jesus died, and that he quickens by his Holy Spirit, makes alive through his Spirit. By which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. Now what does that mean, saved by water? It means they were on board a ship that they had built on top of the water. All right, so they were carried around by the water. It doesn't mean water baptism, which some have interpreted that to mean. One thing about Noah and his family, they didn't get wet. They were inside the ark. They were shielded from the storm. So that's a picture that's given to us. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth now also save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It explains what he means to say there when he says baptism doth also now save. The baptism that saves is not water baptism. The baptism that saves is the work of the Holy Spirit who makes alive, who quickens. So you have to read the whole section in context. And so when we talk of baptism, and I'm speaking now to the children and whatever, we're not talking about getting saved. We're talking about already being saved. And we want to show forth to others through baptism, which is a picture of Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, that we have identified with Jesus Christ in His salvation. And we want everybody to know we're saved. We want to live for God. We want to honor God with our lives. And so that's the purpose of baptism. And we're thankful that Alyssa, right after our morning worship service, will be baptized. And she'll give a brief testimony when we're down there. We'll sing together and we'll have the baptism. It will not be long, so you don't have to worry about standing in the heat forever. We'll keep it brief so that you can be a part of that service. Dr. Watt.